Hello, Eric.
Hi, Eric. This is Nadine with Local Splash, the company that's currently managing your marketing. How are you?
Hi, Nadine.
Doing well? Sounds like you're in the middle of a job.
No.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my car, and I was going to go get some sleep, but you called it a good time.
I won't keep you too long. I wanted to kind of reach out to you because I'm part of the upgrade department. And whenever there's other programs that we offer aside from what you currently have with us now, we always like to kind of reach out and just kind of discuss those other opportunities with you. I know your main focus right now is strictly the cellar doors, correct? Because I noticed some changes that were made to, like, you spoke with Catherine this morning.
We're definitely not changing the business plan, but if you have other marketing ways that we can get cellar door customers, I can talk to you about that.
Yeah, because I was looking, because I know currently you have the Facebook ads campaign, local SEO. I don't know if you know that recently we partnered up with Yelp ads. Have you ever done Yelp ads in the past?
I despise Yelp like no company on the face of the earth. I absolutely hate that. And I don't even want Yelp. I don't even want Yelp customers. They're bottom feeders, and it's just rotten, terrible lead service. What they do is go on to Yelp, and you look for anything. It tells the buyer, the customer, that do you want the price for the project or do you want an hourly price for work? If anyone's looking for an hourly price for work, I don't want anything to do with that service at all, you know?
Yeah.
Then it allows to put a lead in just to talk to me, chat back and forth, but they're not providing a phone number. They're not providing an address. This is just a garbage company, really. Absolutely terrible. And I don't even want to waste my time with those customers. No Yelp, please.
Okay, no worries. Like I said, I mean, whenever there's other products that we do offer, we always want to make sure that we give you the other options to really help you increase the business, right? So that's why I was just reaching out. I'm notating, you know, everything that you said in regards to Yelp, because, again, I want to make sure that they're well aware, like, that's a no-go. Just talk to me about it, you know. And listen, we always want to do what's going to be in the best interest of you, right? And your business.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad that you spoke with Catherine today. I do see in the notes everything that was notated as far as the changes with the specifics that you had requested. So it looks like they're working on all of that. So I want to thank you, though, Eric, for really giving me the opportunity to speak with you. Okay?
So besides Yelp, there's nothing else that you're going to offer me?
I was trying to see if maybe there was one other. Have you ever heard of the local service ads?
Local service ads. What's the name?
Also known as Google Guaranteed. You will see it at the very tippy top of the page. Okay? It has a green check mark. It'll say sponsored. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yes, and I'm just putting this real note real quick before I forget it. So it's a program where you pay per lead, Eric, but the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call. Okay, you're not sharing it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. But that program, what they have is certain requirements, because Google also will put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google guarantees your work. But it also depends on the industry and the location, because some categories, it's not available, right?
They're not going to have a category for cellar doors. I would be shocked if they did.
Yeah, I do see. So, like, it does show me that you might be eligible for it. So let me tell you what this category is, okay? You let me know if that's something that would better fit you, right? And then we can kind of go over what the requirements and all that is for that. So when I'm looking at the categories here, and please forgive me, like, I don't know why my computer is, like, super slower than molasses right now. I'm, like, over here clicking, and it's, like, catching up. Okay. So you do specifically doors, no windows right now. Am I correct?
No, I don't want to advertise for regular doors. What they okay. What a cellar door is
right.
They're not in every area of the country, but mm-hmm. if a house has a basement and there's stairs going to the backyard, there'll be a little sloped metal door. That,
right.
And that's what we do.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Listen, I make so much money doing those. When I tell people how much I make doing that, it just boggles the mind how much I make.
Does that mean I'm in the wrong industry? No.
if I put in someone's front door, all right, after uh-huh. paying labor material, I'll be lucky to make $1,000 on the job. And it'll take me a whole day, sometimes a day and a half. These Bilco doors or cellar doors, I make $3,000 profit after labor and materials.
No
and
way.
Sometimes it takes me 4 hours to put the thing in. That's it.
So, wow.
So that's why I don't want to advertise for anything else. And I have no competitor. I have one guy in Central Jersey who's an hour and a half from me, and he doesn't do anywhere near the level of service that I do. I just blow him away. And if I'm ever in competition with him, I beat him every single time. He must hate my guts, you know? And I just met with a customer today, and I quoted the job at $39.50.
Uh-huh.
A little bit low, I guess. Maybe I'll make only about $2,700 on this one. He goes, I'm going to get some more bids. I go, who are you going to get? And he goes, well, I'm going to look. I say, you're not going to find anybody. I respect your decision process. If you want to look around a little bit, you're not going to find anyone who wants to do it. And the people who you do find, half of them are going to call me and say, can you put this door into this customer?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so
I'll probably get the job eventually, but
yeah.
I just didn't sell it.
And I'm glad that you're clarifying all of this with me, because with Google Guaranteed, they don't have a specific for just the cellar doors. And I'm going to be honest with you, you would be looking at more of the door category. And I even did a search just to do like cellar doors, if anything would come up with Google Guaranteed, and it doesn't. So that wouldn't obviously be something that would work for you. The only other thing that I would recommend that you could upgrade to is Google Ads as well.
I make so much money doing these. I bought a house with a 3.5 acre property.
Wow.
A year and a half.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I've been struggling as a contractor for 18 years. And I guess about 3 years ago, I snapped into this business plan, and I like tripled my income and everything. So I'm never looking back. I'm never going back.
Yeah. Yeah. The only other product that I would say, that would be a good upgrade for you would be doing Google Ads. How do you feel about those?
It's something I might do in the winter. I'm in the middle of my busy season right now. So I would probably not do it. It's something that I might want to start maybe in like November.
Okay.
I might take that because I'm always hurting for work in the cold weather. People just don't want to order.
Yeah. And Google Ads, I'll tell you, I mean, you can start off with like a budget of $300 monthly. And we manage the Google Ads, right? Google Ads will allow you to target whether it be by zip code, by county, by mile radius. Okay. You can always increase the budget as well. We do the management of it, so you're not incurring the cost per click because you're paying the flat rate of that. Those are usually up and running within 7 to 14 days, the Google Ads.
Would I be able to specify counties that I want?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd probably do it by county instead of by radius.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can definitely do it by county. by county, by zip code, by city. I mean, it's whichever you prefer.
If you want to put a note in your file to give me a call back on November 1st.
Okay.
Starting, mid-November, which is when I probably want to start it.
Okay. So give you a call back, like, November 1st, around there?
Yeah, fine. And,
okay.
When you're done updating keywords, can you email me the keywords so I can look over the whole thing and make sure everything is good?
Yeah, I'll let Catherine know to make sure to email you the keywords. The other thing, too, with the Google Ads, just so that you know, Eric, you can use multiple keywords. I mean, you get a lot more keywords with the Google Ads as well. And they're interchangeable, too. Okay?
All right. One other thing I wanted to tell you is if you do a search for me using any of these keywords, at least half of the time, I come up as recommended by AI. And I'm not paying for that. And that's working wonders for me. I'm recommended by AI. And,
yeah, that's
and
good.
That's right at the top of a search. And I don't need necessarily the top of a page. You know, as long as I'm within the first, I say, 10. Because most people when they find a match, they look down at the other page. So as long as they find me and I show up on the map and they say, oh, he's, not too far from me, whatever,
Right.
Right now, what I just want is I want to have more volume of inquiries. So the first half of May, although it was raining here almost the whole time, I didn't get many phone calls, and it hurt my business. And that's what prompted me to start this inquiry.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear everything's going well for you, though. So I did put a note, I'll check back in with you November 1st, okay? And then we'll discuss again, the Google Ads, and then we'll go from there. And I'll let Catherine know to let you know the keywords so that way you can look over them one more time.
Yeah, well, I want them put up there because we have keywords up there. And then I'll look at them after they're up, and then if I want anything, I'll call them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Eric. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you.
All righty.